Hello. Welcome back to Tea and Twitch. Two girls talking about stuff that we care about. It looks like I cut Laura off either mid-sneeze or mid-cough. Mid-cough.
Part of a pretzel in my throat. I'm good. We're good. I just wasn't expecting it to be there. We're good. Continue, please, with
Oh,
our intro.
goodness. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm not currently wearing green anymore. I wore my Loki hockey jersey
I was gonna say
to.
you have a green Loki tattoo, don't you?
Yeah, but I wore long sleeves today, but still. That is technically a great point that I did not think about.
Exactly. So
To be fair,
you can't get pinched.
I celebrated St. Patrick's Day last night. So because there
Fair.
was a Panthers game and it was the St. Patrick's Day game. So that
How was the
happened.
game?
So we broke a franchise record for most goals in a period.
Wow.
It was an interesting game, is the best way to put it, considering it was against one of the lower teams in the league, and the final for the game was 9-5. We won, obviously, thankfully. If we didn't, I would be in a very different mood. But the other team scored within 15 seconds, and then we scored twice, and then they scored again. It just kept going back and forth during the first period until we then got 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. So we also, between both game or between both teams rather, we there was like a league record for most goals in a single period, because there were a total of 10 goals in one period, and
Wow.
we tied it. And it literally, the most hilarious thing is, it was tied by, I think, the Hartford Whalers, I think, was the team we tied. And then, sorry, I'm clocking out of work. And then it was back in like the 90s against the Saints.
Oh, wow.
So it's very funny in that regard, but it was also very painful to watch. I went through so many emotions. Like, if anyone looked at my Snapchat last night, I think I messaged like, "What the fuck?" multiple times. There were many "We want 10" chants. Every time we start chanting "We want 10," does not fucking happen, except for that
Yeah.
one time. I have another hockey game to go to tomorrow. That one is gonna be even worse though, because it's against like a decent team for once.
It
And
looks
thankfully,
like
everyone's
you
not
had
injured.
fun last night.
Yeah. It also pays that I now have someone who, after like the first period, if we don't have seats directly next to each other, like as of right now, because we officially have season tickets for next year next to each other.
Nice.
So I will either her or I or both of us will move to seats that are empty as of like the second period. Because you can still see like what seats are on resale, what seats aren't. And we never go out of our bracket, essentially, of what we've paid for. And we pay for lower bowl tickets because we have special plans and shit. So it is what it is. But it's also like, oh, if someone comes, I'm gonna fucking move. Like, I'm not gonna be an asshole about
Right.
it. That and the like usher who's over there knows what we do. So she's really cool about it. So it's nice because she's like, okay, well, you were in this row and now you're going down two rows. Ooh, big whoop. Like, it's not like I'm in the 300s going down to the 100s, which is what a lot of people do.
Right.
But yeah, so last night was interesting. I got a koozie for free. I got a pin for free. I drank some
Nice.
alcohol. Obviously. Naturally, at a St. Patrick's Day game.
Was gonna say, as one does to
As
celebrate
one
the
does.
holiday.
This weekend, I'm finally going to see Scream. It's been a fucking week late, but we were too busy last weekend to go see it. And by we, I mean my brother.
Yep.
And then I did not want to leave the house after I did other things. So it is what it is. Formula One
Fair.
season's back. So there's that. Have that for me now. That's about it in my life. Oh, wait, other things in my life. No one will be able to see this but Megan. I'm officially medicated.
Yay!
at least on a low dose. And then I know she's going to end up having to up me because I know it's not going to.
Wait, remind me which medication this is for again?
This one is for depression and anxiety.
Ah, very good.
It's more used as a treatment for depression than anxiety. Mm-hmm. So I'm already thinking I'm probably going to have to go on an anti-anxiety medication for like as needed basis.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Or she's going to up that dose and then it'll fix it. Because it's only 25 milligrams of sertraline. So it's not like that big of a deal. It's literally the lowest dose anyone can be on. That's what everyone starts up. And then they titrate you up. It's how it works.
Yep.
Which when I started saying all these words to her, she was very confused of how I knew that. I'm like, not even 20 minutes ago, you asked me what I do for work. And I say I do customer service for pharmacy. Like, not even 20 minutes ago, I said that.
It's like, I know what I'm talking about.
How have you, let me go this way. How have you been?
Lots of things that I can't talk about because it's being handled, but lots of meetings over the last week or so over an issue that I no longer have to deal with, but I'm still working through.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very much work related. And after we get done with this,
we'll have a discussion.
We'll have that discussion. But that's been taking up most of my life. I did get my cap and gown ordered for graduation.
Yay.
So I start my next class Monday for my degree, and then I'm done and I should be graduating on May 10th. So I'm almost there. I just got to get there. Heading into another busy season this next weekend, I have conference that I have to work. And then the next weekend after that, Ryan is here. And then the weekend after that is, Easter.
God.
I'm like,
That's a lot. So, I say I'm going to be in busy season probably as of next month.
Oh yeah. Like, this is usually both of our busy seasons just for the amount of crap that we both have going on. So I'm like, it's to be determined if we get an April podcast.
It will be 20 minutes of us being like,
pretty much. It will be mostly us just screaming at the top of our lungs going, I am too busy and I can't.
Yeah. So considering my boss is just not responding to me. So yeah, pretty much. I love him dearly. I don't think he'll ever find this, but.
Oh, also, happy Women's History Month.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
The only reason I remembered is because I was watching the AWU episode that came out on YouTube today. And Kai mentioned the women's only channel that Rooster Teeth just started. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is Women's History Month. I forgot about that.
Oh, nice. See, now, so, I vaguely remembered because of all the hockey posts about it.
Fair enough.
That's the only way I do. That and we did, we use Google as like our main form of communication between everyone. Mm-hmm. So you can set little statuses. So it's like today, like me and a couple other people had like happy St. Patrick's Day with like a shamrock emoji or shit like that. So people did stuff for International Women's Day. I'm like, oh, that is today.
Yep. All right, so we have something, a new thing we're doing this month. We're trying out.
Not me almost being like, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, I need to prep work for it. I hopefully know what I'm doing.
So this comes from an idea from another show, but it's Google Translate lyrics. So we have each picked a couple songs. I know I at least have five of them for mine. Oh, I don't know how many you did.
Three, and I think I did three.
I couldn't remember what we agreed on because I had slept since then. So I just did five and covered my ass. Okay.
I need to know. Oh, wait, no, I did four. I lied.
See? So we have somewhere between four and five. But we put them through multiple languages using Google Translate. And then we translated back to English to see what it would show us. And the other person has to guess what the song is. And then we'll tell what languages we put the song through after. So,
and I thought this was going to be easy to do. The first four songs I Google translated because I tried to do like choruses or like recognizable parts of the song because it's also I have to find an artist or a song that I think you'll know in some regard.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. And it would have been way too fucking easy. Like even this first one, I feel like is too easy, but also it's me.
Okay. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. And what I'm going to do, because if the title of the song is somewhere in the lyrics that I have translated, I'm just going to censor myself so that I'm not giving away what the song is. Because you'll probably be able to get it, honestly. Okay, so here's my first one. I can buy, write my name in the sand, talk to you for hours, say something they don't understand. I can make myself dance. I can hold my hand. I can love more than that.
Is it I Can Buy Myself Flowers?
Yeah, it's Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was the full thing or whatever.
Yep. I can buy myself flowers. I love that song. I don't know why, but I do.
I need to know. I have not listened to it all the way through. That's my goal this week. My goal this weekend is to listen to the new Hozier EP and then listen to Miley's new album.
You also need to listen, if I can make a recommendation, listen to Mother by Meghan Trainor.
That's on my playlist.
Love that song.
So, love Meghan Trainor.
I love her as well. So I flipped that song from English to Hebrew to Japanese to Icelandic to Latin and then back to English.
Damn.
It went through a journey.
To be fair, I don't know if I just chose languages that, because I did different languages for different, like each one of them. I didn't do the same ones.
Yeah, I did that.
I don't
know
if I just chose languages that had key roots that were the same and not realizing that they did.
Mm-hmm.
The did not fucking work for a while. So.
Yeah, I literally looked through all of the languages in Google Translate and I'm like, which one is going to mess me the most? We're going to go with this one.
Pretty much. That's what I did. I chose some weird out-of-pocket ones. And by weird, I mean ones that I don't think any of us have, like, even heard someone speak in.
Right, right.
Unless you're me and you listen to hockey players do it in other languages.
Right.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
So my first one. I'm trying not to sing it to the tune either, and that's the other issue.
Right.
We continue, and even though you're dead and gone, believe me, your memory endures, we continue. And in my heart, I can't contain it. The other won't explain, does not explain it. I know you know what it is, because you're laughing.
I'm laughing, because that's literally the last song that I have. So it's Welcome to the Black Parade by MCR.
Correct.
So I did it
from English to Polish to Russian to Finnish to Spanish back to English.
So here's what I have translated. Sometimes I get the feeling he's looking at me. And other times I think I must go. And in it all, the rise and fall, bodies in the streets. And when you leave, we want you to know everything.
Yeah, it's weird.
That one is hard to do. That one was hard to do, though.
You say that, which is true to a degree. I tried for a solid 20 minutes to somehow translate part of Barbie Girl by Aqua, and it would not fucking work. It was like, no, this is easy enough to like know and like continue to go back to English. I'm like, can we stop this, please?
Right. So my languages for Welcome to Black Parade: English to Irish to Samoan to Hawaiian to Portuguese to English.
Okay.
A lot of those were just kind of melting together. I'm like, I just want to use Hawaiian in one of these songs. So it's good to know that we both have the same brain and we both went to the exact same song.
Yeah. At least now you technically maybe have four, unless we have another shared song, which I will fucking laugh at if we do.
Yeah, I don't think we should for the rest of mine, because I just went through my Spotify list. I'm like, okay, what can I do?
Oh, I
I
attempt
almost,
to do that, but I
yeah.
have so many artists that I've like found on TikTok that it's like, oh, this wouldn't be fair because I don't think she even knows this person exists. Unless I stealthily send it to you and then hope you remember.
Right.
Which I didn't, by the way.
Okay, here's my next one. I'm red, red, red. Put a gun to your head, to your head, to your head, for real. No execution style and court. Don't you know that it's better to die? What I see is red, red, really red. Now all I see is red, red.
Oh, is it the, I think the name of the song's just red and I can't remember. It's is my insides are red and yours are too. Excuse my horrible fucking singing.
No. Nope.
Say it again. I'm not going to get it. But
when I say what the song is, you'll get really upset with yourself. I'm red, red, red. Put a gun to your head, to your head, to your head. For real, no execution style in court. Don't you know that it's better to die? What I see is red, red, really red. Now all I see is red, red.
Is it I See Fire?
I almost did that song and then I decided to do something else instead. No, this is I See Red by Everybody Loves an Outlaw. And I see red, red, executionist style. You won't be on trial.
Look,
love
yeah.
that song.
To be fair, again, there are certain songs that I'll listen to like parts of it and then associate for the other parts of it. That's one of those
songs. Yeah. I ever since hearing it in 365 DNI, I love that song.
That's fair. This one I feel like is going to be easy, and I'm upset about that. But
oh, wait. Languages for this one. Sorry. English to Turkish to Maltese to Yiddish to Korean to English.
Damn. Okay. You really jumped.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now let's not sing it to the tune, Laura. Something changed in me. Something is not the same. Finished playing. Someone else's game rules. Again, too late to guess. Ow. Too late to go back to sleep. When you trust your intuition, jump with your eyes closed. I know you know what it is. And I literally tried the entirety of this song to find a different part, but it all was like this fucking same.
Yep. It's Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so a good one, though.
I was like, okay, cool, no, I can do this. I can do this. It'll be fine. It'll be great. I'm like, why? I'm like, am I doing this wrong? Am I doing something incorrect?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not working whatsoever. So I went from English, obviously, to Afrikaans, to Croatian, to Latvian, to Japanese, to English.
Wow.
Yeah, I jumped all over the place with this one, and it still didn't fucking do a thing.
I mean, it did change parts of it. There's just some parts that's like, something changed. I'm like, okay, I got this. Goodness. All right. And they say she's part of the class, stuck in your dream. He was so 18, but lately her face is appearing. It slowly sinks, fades, crushed like cookies. And they scream, the worst things in life come to us for free.
Oh, no. Oh. This is going to be another one that if I don't get it, I'm going to hate it.
I don't know if you'll get this one. You might.
Say it again, because I have something going in my head the first two lines, and it leaves.
Mm-hmm. And they say she's part of the class, stuck in your dream. He
class
was 18. So 18. Yep. 18 by Ed Sheeran. And they say she's in the class 18.
Don't copyright us, please.
I was going to do I See Fire, and then I'm like, no, nah, I'm going to go a little bit deeper for Ed. Let's see. I went English to Welsh to Russian to Romanian to English.
Okay.
I wanted at least put wash in there.
I never used Romanian in this. Oh, that's slightly sad. I just realized
for that. For some reason, Sebastian Stan came off of my head. I'm like, I need to use Romanian.
I love how that's how we did things.
Right?
In my head, for some of these, I'm like, oh, I can use this. Because I was, like, listening to hockey while I was doing it. I was like, oh, that's right. Cool. Finished. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying not to, like, because I have on here also, like, what it was, how I translated, and then what it translated to. So I'm trying to remember not to, like, read from the wrong one or sing a tune, and it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it to my love. This heart is very cold all over my house. I don't want to know that child. Don't do it to my love. I told him what he knew. Aim and reload. I don't want to know that child.
What? Okay, say it again, because I've got like 5 different songs in my head. I'm like, okay, this could be it.
I was trying not to laugh at your face the entire time. Okay. Don't do it to my love. This heart is very cold. All over my house. I don't want to know that child. Don't do it to my love. I told him what he knew. Aim and reload. I don't want to know that child.
I have no idea.
So you're gonna fucking laugh. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
It's Don't by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, come on.
Come out with my love. That heart is so cold. All over my I don't want to know that, baby. That's why it's translating to child, because it's babe.
Oh, gosh.
And I went from English to Hebrew to Czech to Latin to Lao to English.
Wow. That was hard.
Honestly, I thought that one would be so easy, by the way. Also, see, I was trying not to fucking laugh. Because I'm like, fuck, my next one's Ed too.
That one, yeah, no, I had no clue. Was that your last one, or do you have another
one?
I
have one more.
Okay, so this one's going to be my last one. Good. Sorry, Brooklyn is trying to crawl up on my chair with me.
As I said, Brooklyn, stop. She can't hear me. Why am I screaming at her?
She can gauge the intonation of my foot on her chest going, stab it.
And yet it's okay. Not working. Okay.
So this is my last one. I must have had the, for living, shoot the stars when I couldn't kill. I had no money, but I always had a vision. I must have had for living. Didn't know how, but I still had a feeling. I must have been one in a million. I've always had
high hopes.
Yes. This one was like, I couldn't get it to do anything else. That's just because of the way that the lyrics went. I'm like, ugh, whatever.
My issue that I tried to do so many parts, and it's like, okay, what part's recognizable to you potentially?
So this one went from English to Spanish to French to Italian to Swedish to English. I kind of wanted to do the romance languages in this one.
Oh my god.
And then I threw in Swedish Chef at the end for some reason.
For shits and giggles, you know. I'm going to preface this by saying, I think you'll know this song, but I'm not positive. So take that with what you will.
Right.
With 1,000 lies and good ones, hit between the eyes, hit between the eyes. When you leave, there is nothing to say. See the lightning in their eyes. See them running for their lives.
That triggered something in my brain, but for some reason, I'm not getting what it is.
Do you want me to say it one more time? Or just,
yes.
No, you won't get it. Okay.
No, do it again.
With 1,000 lies and good ones, hit between the eyes, hit between the eyes. When you leave, there is nothing to say. See the lightning in their eyes. See them running for their lives.
I could sit here scratching my head for the next 30 minutes trying to figure out this song and the cacophony that is the musical part of my brain.
That's fair.
What is it?
You're going to go far, kid. So it's with 1,000 lies and good disguise, hit them right between the eyes, hit them right between the eyes. When you walk away, nothing more to say. See the lightning in your eyes, see them running for their lives. So it merely translates exactly, but because it doesn't have like the and like the like those ones, it's hard to look at.
Yeah.
So it went from English to Slavic to Swahili to Hawaiian to Yiddish to English.
Hey, Yiddish. Yiddish is a weird one because it just seems odd.
See, you say that. However, I had my former boss try and teach me as many Yiddish words as she could, and I still still am verklempt, I think, is one of the ones she tried to show me. No, it was something.
That's all that we had. I mean,
God.
Unless we want to do lightning round and each do one song quickly from Google. That's going to take too long, too.
I was like, that's going to take fucking forever, my dude.
Yeah.
But quite literally, it was fun, but it was also annoying to try and figure out songs.
Yes.
Because we both have such different musical styles that it's like insane.
We overlap very rarely with the stuff that we listen to. Like, obviously, MCR, Panic at the Disco, you know, Ed Sheeran, those will overlap at some point. But
will overlap, things like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to do it. I brought up this topic just for the sake of getting us to do something different. It was fun. I don't think we'll do it again, but, you know.
If we did it again, we would have to do it, I think, in such a way to where we had, like, the guys give us songs or something, like, to that effect.
Yeah. That and might be a good like, idea okay, to
here's
do.
Here's your choice A, B, and C of what song it could be type deal.
Ah, yeah, like a game type thing. Yeah. That would be fun.
But that would be a next year us issue, I think, most likely.
Sure. Probably.
let's see. What else? Oh, speaking of musicals, have you heard of The Epic?
I've seen it on like the snippets on TikTok, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it on Spotify.
Listen to it. They just put out the next iteration of it. So okay. I think they did it like last week or something. It wasn't too long ago. It's so good, dude. It's so fucking good.
I definitely need to listen to it. Cause like I've heard like the parts of the Athena song.
That's the Troy saga. Yeah, and then they just came out with the Cyclops saga.
Ooh. Okay.
And
it still follows
Odysseus. So the
Iliad, the Odyssey. Yeah. Yeah.
So cool. It's like going through that, but it tells like I love it. It's so good. Highly, highly recommend.
I will definitely put that on my list to listen to on Spotify. Have you listened to Matt Copley?
I think so.
Why does he's been doing Broadway Goes Punk. And his stuff is so good. I was listening to it the other day in the car and it's just fantastic.
Yes, I think you sent me something on TikTok.
Probably. He's got a couple of songs out there on Spotify as well. Spotify. He's like, I have Phantom of the Opera, Greatest Showman, and Defying Gravity of his covers all saved on my list. I'm like, these are just, they make me happy.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm lucky if I have time to listen to the podcast I've been trying to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And because of how that podcast is like shot and released, it's like, I have to wait a couple weeks for the entirety of like that one thing because I'm listening to, it's called Girls Next Level. It's Holly and Bridget from the show The Girls Next Door. They used to be like Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had the show. So they're going through and re-watching the show and essentially saying their notes, saying kind of behind the scenes type stuff on it, things like that. And it's just... Mm-hmm. I grew up on that show. It was probably not healthy for me to grow up on that show. However, I love to see this perspective of it now, especially because, like, you get a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, plus, like, all the Secrets of Playboy documentaries that have come out and, like, every little thing. But it's just so nice to, like, have, like, partly nostalgia, but also, like, learning about the bad things that happened along with it.
Yeah.
And not necessarily bad, but like how reality TV that you see is so different because of either how it's edited or how many different clips they put together and stuff like that.
Right.
So if you ever watch the show, check it out.
Definitely. I think it's probably a good place to end it. It wasn't going to be a very long one this month just because we're both kind of fried.
starting of getting busy, and then on top of everything else that was going on between me having to go to $5,000 appointments and you having to go to doctor's appointments and other things that have happened.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening to us once again. We appreciate you guys, all of you that are out there listening to us on all the different platforms. Please make sure you are checking us out over on Twitter at TNTwitsPod, at LadyLore01, at MasterPsych17. Check out the Redbubble store. I haven't updated anything recently, but there's still merch that's out there. Follow us on YouTube. We will probably put stuff out there eventually.
Maybe. Keep saying that every fucking week.
I know. But if we keep saying it, eventually it's going to happen.
Either that or eventually we'll actually record our faces on Discord and just start putting that shit up. And
eventually we'll figure that out.
Eventually. That's a later us issue.
It is. But until next month, have a great rest of your day, your weekend. Be safe on St. Patrick's Day and be kind to one another. Goodbye.
Bye.